The truth of the gospel with people. Did you just come from the market?
Well, we usually go to the Rochester Farmers Market.
Yeah, we're just traveling through the area, and we travel to preach the biblical gospel, which is on the front side of that cart.
Oh, okay.
And we also warn people about man-made religion, all the 40,000 denominations out there. They're not teaching the truth.
Okay.
And so what we encourage people to do is seek the truth through the biblical gospel on the front there.
Mr. Ahmed witnessing the gospel, and we got to witness the
Oh, yeah.
Witnesses.
Oh, that would be my husband and my brother. So as we go and we share the gospel, a lot of people go to church and they may hear a semblance of the gospel, but they're not teaching people how to repent, how to be born again, how to follow after in holiness and obedience.
Okay.
And so we're out here to encourage people. You know, repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways. Are you a Christian?
I think so.
Oh, okay. You think so?
Well, you guys grew up, started going to church again. We had a falling out with the Methodist church, I'd say.
Okay.
Well,
you know what's awesome is you said you just started going. Well, we would encourage you to not go. And my husband would be happy to fill in. He said they just started going to church.
Gospel good news, sir.
Thank you.
Narrow path to eternal life. Yeah, my name is Jupos. How can I help you today, sir?
I'm just listening, man.
You guys are here for the...
Yeah, we usually go to Rochester, but we figured we'd try Winona.
Yeah, nothing wrong. We're not standing here. I mean, there's things in here I think are sinful, but there's nothing wrong with selling vegetables and food.
I hope not.
But we just, as my wife was telling you, I just lovingly rebuke the Jehovah's Witnesses there. They're a cult. They're a man-made organization. So look at the body that you go to or started going to.
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question. Have you tested its roots, where it came from?
Actually, she does a lot of that with,
what's the name of it? I can tell you quickly.
We go to Christ Community Church.
Yeah, so Christ Community Church comes along in the 1800s, the community church system. But the whole evangelical system comes along about 500 years ago. When did Jesus establish his ecclesia body?
First century. I was reading, and I do believe that people should follow Jesus' teachings.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
I feel like he was like a light worker, what you would say. I feel like, you know, people should follow his teachings, not specifically what the church is, like you say.
Right, the scriptures. Not the church.
Because there's a lot of Jesus' teachings that were excluded.
Test yourself,
Bible,
folks, to the biblical gospel. You know, the path to eternal life.
Oh, are you saying that there were people... Say that again.
If you live like the world, you're not finding a path. She's from Gaza.
Well, that's okay. But what we're trying to share with people the man-made religious system is not teaching the truth.
Yeah, pagan holidays. They keep Christmas and Easter. This is not of God. One sin put man out of the garden, so one sin should disqualify a church that they willfully do it. Pagan holidays that come from the Roman Catholics.
Okay.
In Acts 5, did you know? Are you guys married?
Yes.
Okay. We're
married too. I always like to tell people this. In Acts 5, after grace had come, Jesus Christ, God killed a husband and a wife. Do you know over what?
What?
One lie.
Oh, wow. Well, she knows better.
Over one lie. They lied about selling land, and they lied about the amount of the money, and Peter said, the Spirit of God is going to judge you today. The husband fell dead. The wife showed up. She fell dead. And God puts those there to show us that his wrath is still hot. In fact, Jesus is coming back in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1, to judge all those and destroy who do not obey the gospel and do not know God. So these church systems are not obeying the biblical gospel. They have truth. They have truth. But would you feed your precious family rat poison?
Not on purpose.
Why wouldn't you?
It'd
kill them because of poison. Do you know how much poison is actually in rat poison?
Not much.
Less than 10%. The rest of it is yummy protein. So you'd be feeding them yummy protein. Oh, it's okay. Hey, sir, there's 10% poison in there. Ah, a little bit of fault doesn't matter. It does matter to your spiritual soul, too. So you want to walk in holiness and obedience, and you want to test. We have a 10-point test on our website. We don't want money. We don't want you to give your allegiance to us. We want you to open the Bible, and if you ever want Bible study, and if you ever want to go deep in the scriptures and conform your life, if your life doesn't conform to Jesus Christ and how you live, act, talk, dress, spend your money, spend your time, everything, God informs us on all those things. we're not obedient. And Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. You're going to hear a lot of this. Grace alone, faith alone, you're saved by that. You can't find one Bible verse that teaches that.
I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, are you married? Let me ask you a question. Is your marriage based on just love alone? So, because she can do anything she wants with any man. Well, why not? She's your bride, right? Well, guess what? We're the bride of Christ. Can we do anything we want and live the world the way we want?
No.
No. And that's what churches tell you, you can, but you can't. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Test yourself to my website.
All right.
Email me. I'd love to help you Bible study. Yeah, we care for you neighbors.
You're very interesting.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you
yes.
for coming.
Yeah. This is, we might have come just for you. Perfect timing. We preached at a floating circus yesterday. Maybe we came here today just for you.